Dan O'Sullivan is going to take us to new levels and find us a winner on the Olympic Mile. Fair to remember.
Certainly good enough to win in this race, and she's going quite well.
So your best of the day, Dan?
Yeah, Fair to Remember.
Fair to Remember's coming through from nowhere. Gamay, Fair to Remember over the top, and she got up.
Finally, it has happened to us again. Another winner yesterday on the Early Mile. We're back on track, and now we're knocking back trainers left, right, and centre who want to be a piece, want to have a piece of the action. Well done to Dan O'Sullivan. Now, Tomo and Ballarat got on early doors to give him some love too. Tomo always puts the moz on Dan, but he didn't do that yesterday. So a Fair to Remember gets us back on track, and we are winners again, Whitey, and we'll continue that momentum through to Sale today.
All of a sudden, we're doubling the length of the segment, extra trainers, it's all back. We're back. Josh McKinley, the track manager at Sale, is on the line. We're racing, obviously, at Sale today. Josh, good morning.
Good morning, fellas. How you going?
Good, Josh.
Going well, going well. What's it like down at Sale today? It's a bit sort of, it's a bit iffy up in Melbourne, the weather. What about Sale?
Right at the minute, the sun's out, but I think it's meant to be a bit of an overcast day. Not looking at much rain. A little bit of wind around, so we'll see what happens with that wind. It's been pretty horrific here the last couple of days.
Yeah, that's, it absolutely has been like that everywhere. What's the track come up like?
We've got a good four today. Peno come up as a 5.48. We've got a good cover on it, so I'm expecting it to race well.
Okay, and the track, the rail position?
Rail's at 4 metres. It's been a couple of months since it was there, so I'm expecting the track to race fairly well today.
All right. Do you think it might sort of progressively get better, or with the sort of the weather the way it is, it's a bit hard to tell?
Just at the moment, I would probably, if we get the wind that we have been getting, we could firm up a little bit, yeah.
Okay, no worries at all. Well, Josh, good luck today and for the rest of the spring carnival.
Thank you very much, boys.
Good stuff, Josh McKinley there at Sale. Looks like we're on a good surface, everything going well for a good day of racing. Rob Hickmott is hoping it continues as a good day of racing for him with some winners. Good morning, Rob.
Morning. How are we, boys?
We are well, thank you, pal. I appreciate your time on a Thursday morning as well. And I'm really keen to talk to you about this first horse you got in race two, number 15, Trump House. Am I right in saying that he's come across from Hong Kong?
Yes, correct. I had him early days, and he tried up at Cranbourne, and David Price owned, obviously, and we thought he'd make the grade over there, but he didn't acclimatise to the Hong Kong environment, and subsequently had six unplaced runs, and he's came back in terrific condition, and he's trialled up well. But the only offset to that is, he can convert that into his racing, and that's probably the only doubt in my mind. I'd like to see him do it first, but he's pretty well found in the market off his jump outs, and hoping he can replicate what he's shown at home.
Okay, well, that's a good push. Barrier 13, what do you do from there?
Look, we like to ride him just off the speed. Dave indicate that he did trial good one day under Douglas White when he sat off horses and finished off well. 1,000 metre at Sale, there'll be plenty of pace on, there's no doubt about that. So he got the one turn to navigate. Doesn't matter if he do have to cover a little bit of ground and just balance him up around the turn and see what we can produce.
All right, let's keep an eye on that one. Race 2, number 15, Trump House. Race 4, number 5, Puxy. Is it Puxy or Puxy?
Puxy. Yeah.
We'll take Puxy. Yeah. She's a first starter as a 4-year-old. What's happened to Puxy?
Yeah, look, she's a homebred from Jeff Evans, who is a major shareholder in Shabao.
Oh, right.
One of his decent mares that she was a stakesman mare. She's very good also over in Perth, and she's produced a few winners. And she's just taken time to mature. Just maturity issues that we've just got her through. And she's got nice ability, but she could be a bit new there, having a first start there today. But she'll train on nicely and hopefully get to the mile and show her best.
That's race 4, number 5. There, race 5, number 14, your last one, Miette Star out of barrier 11. Second career start, a star witness. Philly, who just missed out behind, who was that? Behind Selfless at Wangaratta, 17 days ago.
Yeah, look, she was a nice run first up. She found the fence there and took on the rail a couple of times and probably cost herself the race. But with that experience under her belt, stepping up to the mile, think she's a nice each-way chance if she does everything right. And, you know, if she gets away with a race like today, it's a pretty strong maiden, but that could stand her in good stead for an Oaks trip. I've still got her in the Oaks there, so hopefully she can progress and,
okay,
and naturally come on towards the Oaks.
All right. So which one's your best today, Rob?
Look, at Trump House obviously produces what we're seeing at home. You know, he could win the race. There's no doubt about that. But as I said, I'm just crossing the fingers that he's not just a morning glory horse. And yeah, I think he's got the most chance of winning there today.
All right, that's race 2, number 15, Trump House, $3.60 the early markets at tab.com.au. Always a pleasure to chat, Rob. Stay well.
Thanks, boys. Have a good day.
Good stuff. Rob Hickmott is with us on the early mail, race 2, number 15. Peter Galagotis is there, one of our favourites too, Whitey, and we haven't spoken to him for a while.
He's on your podium. He's one of your absolute favourites.
Absolute favourites. Always gives us plenty. Pete, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. You're too kind, you boys. You know that, don't you? I'll walk out the door with this support.
No, we just keep it real around here. It's what we do, Pete. We keep it real.
We just like people that tuck their socks into their tracksuit pants.
Oh, no, don't be like that. I know it's become a bit of a hang-on-Petey thing nowadays.
Oh, has it? No, we can't have that. I won't have that.
It's too unique a fashion, boy. It's no good. I've got to don King G shorts and go the different look.
Well, the weather's finding up, so you can get the King G's out very shortly. You'll be fine.
That's it.
Absolutely fine. Let's talk about your three runners today. Your race 5, you've got one. Number 18, Grand Quill, who's drawn nice and wide in 14. What's happened 24 days ago, around 6th at Pakenham. In fact, it's two starts this campaign have been on the synthetic. So what does the grass do for this horse?
Yeah, look, he just needs even ground. But he's fourth emergency. There's one of the emergencies is out, so it's probably unlikely he's going to get a start. So we're going to have to look elsewhere for him, unfortunately.
Right, no good start. Yeah, race 8, number 6, Sorority Lass, is getting a start. Barrier 5 is a much better barrier, but 8th on resumption, first up at Geelong of this campaign, missed out by a fair bit. Behind a good horse, though.
Yeah, no, like she stalked the speed there, and they really steadied getting to the 600. And she's a momentum horse, and she's not a sit and sprint mare. And unfortunately, just the race didn't pan out for her. But Ryder reported that she was strong late. And that was pleasing. So, you know, and she's a horse that's going to step out in distance. So, you know, she gets a chance to build on her fitness again today from a nice draw. Yeah, it's a good little field, that one, actually. And you know, if she can acquit herself a little bit better today, I think she'll improve as we step her up in distance.
And Sorority Lass, race 8, number 6. And then you got race 9, number 6, speaking of up in distance, coming from the 1700 up to the 22.26, the time on a 22.26 there at Sale. Barrier 3, third run back in, and it says last start was a 7th at Geelong, but you're 1.5 lengths off carry, the winner, sitting midfield and rattling home pretty well. You'd have to be confident today, Pete.
Look, the stable loves this girl. Her winning strike rate's not the best, but it's just her race pattern, you know, like in previous starts. You know, she gets back and needs tempo, but we've tinkered with her a little bit, and I thought she put herself in the race really well the other day. Like she jumped more forward than she's ever jumped in her career, to be honest. Outside of her first start, she's normally dawdling out the back, and she makes heavy weather of it early in the run, and then flies home, but always. You know, she won at Sandown very emphatically that day, but every other start she's, you know, 2, 3 to 4 lengths hitting the line solid, giving you an indication that she needs more ground. But I think, look, today, third run in, on the strength of her last run, there was, you know, I thought she was a hard luck story. There were several hard luck stories in that race, actually. It was another funny run race where they sort of jumped and they went very, very steady. They bunched up. There was horses looking for runs everywhere but couldn't get them. So, you know, I think you'll find, and I haven't followed that form line, but I think you'll find that there'd be horses out of that race that have, with luck, will go on and win at their next start or start after. And I believe that she gets her chance today, premium distance range for her, good barrier draw, and a nice big track on an even surface.
Is she your best?
Oh, you got to say that, don't you, boys?
Well, I'm just checking. I'm just making sure. I just want it for the promo, Pete. I just want it for the promo.
It sounds like you're all over it.
Well, I'm all over it. I'm looking forward to seeing how she goes. Good luck to you in the stable today. Always nice to chat, buddy. Take care.
It's good to have a laugh in the morning with you boys. Thank you.
Welcome anytime. Peter Galagatis with his runner for us today. Race 9, number 6, Miss 500. So we're going to go early and late. Right with Trump House for Rob Hickmott. Race 2, number 15, into race 9, number 6. They're our two winners today on the early mail. I've got a really good feeling about today. A really good feeling.
We're back.
We are so back. Speaking of back, Jono is back. Brad Johnson is going to join us after the news on The Breakfast Club. Stick around on RSN 927.